the Wham Bam East Van Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing bands, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or are not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. And welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we are broadcasting the audio of this show from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory here in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Coquitlam, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, today we'll be featuring an all-Asian show to promote the last week of Asian Heritage Month. We have two interviews today. One is a musician, the other a magician. That's right. We have Eric Wang and Auslan, and he was on Canada's Got Talent. All right, let's start off the show with a band called Yeti. The singer, Adam Jang, he's currently in Thailand. But even though he's in Thailand, he's singing about Texas. Here's Texas Tornado right here on CJSF. Woo!
Eternal fire born into the edge of the night. Always spinning out of control. Annihilate what we had. Destruction is our only goal. Wrapped tight inside a body bag. Dancing in the devil's den. Whirling winds begin to blow. Dancing time and time again. Within the Texas tornado. Yeah! Ripping like a Texas tornado. Let it loose the demon. Texas tornado, fighting, kicking, and screaming. Darkened skies preempt our future. Killing winds set to employ. Shadows lurk around the corner with the license to destroy. There ain't nowhere you can run to, baby. There ain't nowhere you can hide. That's what your future's come to. Nature's way of homicide. Dancing in the devil's den. Whirling winds begin to blow. Dancing time and time again within the Texas tornado. Yeah! Ripping like a Texas tornado. Letting us begin and whipping. Yeah! Ripping like a Texas tornado. Fighting, kicking, and screaming. We'll be right back.
Next, we have a pre-recorded interview that I did last year with Eric Wang, and I met up with him at the Sea to Sky Studios here in East Vancouver.
Yo, everyone, my name's Eric. A lot of you guys probably heard know me or heard of me before. I'm an average Joe. I like rock and roll. I like to be real, to be who I want to be. I want to be free, you know. I love music. That's why I'm here, you know. I used to be an athlete. I mean, you know, I'm.
You still are?
Yeah, I'm still are. I own a personal training camp. Help people with the health conditions. We'll get into that later on, you know.
Yes, we will.
And but first, we keep this music. Yeah,
we'll keep it musical. Band Rose Soda.
Rose Soda. Oh my God, that's a long story. That's right. You know what? We're put on hold because of this cold thing, right? This cold thing's happening. You know, there's nothing's predictable. People has personal stuff. You know how bands come and goes. We're just happy. We're still good friends, but I mean, we're put that thing on a hold for now. But doesn't mean I'm not doing my music, right? I always got people. Just coming in the jam, and we're trying to make a piece of something. Still there, we're still there, we're still hanging there.
And here's Rose Soda right here on CJSF.
Oh, 快，我往北穿。
I noticed you collect lots of vinyl and cassette tapes.
That's right.
Yeah, so how did you get into that?
Oh, yeah. I was telling you, I was a bit lucky when I was young. Growing up, I had a cousin who was a heavy rocker in the city. I consider him a celebrity, right? I'm very blessed. I grew up with him. So he's been collecting for years all of the bands, cassettes from overseas, because I didn't really grow up here. I grew up in Asia. Mm-hmm. And I had the chance to see all his records collections, all the cassettes.
And what are your favorites from the
Oh, past? Yeah. You know, I can talk this all day long.
That's
you know,
like, you could just pick a few.
Okay, well, I started like the pop music, because you gotta let the regular scales to harmonize, satisfy your pituitary, you know, or the basic scales. So I like to start, everybody start with the pop, mm-hmm. right? I like boy bands when I was grade two, you know, like a little baby. And then you start really like, meaningful words. And then I start liking maybe folk music, like country music. Really young, and then I started like the heavy metal when I reached my idol license stuff when I get there, right? And then once I hear the snare and the bass together, oh man, this is it. I'm just obsessed with it.
Let's name some metal bands. Let's metal name bands. Some Asian bands, because I know you know some Asian metal bands.
Overload. I highly recommend a band named Overload. Mm-hmm. Overload. They're just, you know, I think they met Paul Gilbert. They're pretty big in Asia, pretty recognizable. But you know, they're pretty successful. I think when they're kind of retired, they have their own kind of their legacy, maybe they're on their business. And the band name Overload.
Okay.
Yeah, very, very cool band.
And then how about
the Tang Dynasty, obviously. Tang Dynasty. Oh, everybody got to know. They even represent Asia to the Moscow Music Festival. They're like crazy metal band.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but the good things about them, and they can combine the Chinese elements into the heavy metal.
Nice.
Right, so I was growing up in the 80s, 90s, so from the 80s, my favorite band, okay.
Yes.
See, I told you I'm going to, you know, would it be Skid Row or Guns N' Roses, you know? GNR, just can't simply, I think I guess Slash's girlfriend likes my comments, and I did get a Duff McKagan's wife actually likes my comments, whatever. But, you know, or Scotty Hill likes my videos. You know, for me, I loved it. I don't care how much money I'm making, you know, but at that moment, you get your heroes to pay attention on you.
Mm-hmm, that's awesome.
You know what I mean? Like, this is means everything to me. Mm-hmm. That keeps me going. You know what I mean? If, you know, I do this for who I am, who I love.
Perfect. Now you have an English song for us.
YVR. A lot of people likes it. You know, when I do gigs, local pubs, some people think it's okay. A bit about this song.
Yes.
Put away all the politics. I want something that melodic. Also have a bit of, you know, I want to sing like a man. I want to get the voice. Oh, I don't want to hide in and call me a man. You know, I don't want to do all of that stuff. I want to sing like a man and have some melody on it, because there's regular people out there, you know, wants to get that sense in there. You know, they don't want to be too, you know, too crazy, too weird is, right? I want to be something that kind of poppy, and I want to bring the R&B element in there too, maybe soul, and then have some rock and roll attitude, have some folk country, whatever you want to call it. Here comes that song called YVR. So when you go to airport, you're going through different phases through your mind, obviously. So either relationship or sentimental things happening, right? And then that moment that you realize, oh, you know, I'm sinking the sin I never can meet. That's my last lyrics, you know. You know, I never really commit certain things that, you know, I was promised to, you know. But anyway, it's that moment that when you step into airport, that's how you feel.
I've said it all to make it possible. I've done it all to break the hassle. Day after day. Time. make it possible. I've done it all to break the hassle. Day after day, accumulating sorrow. Night after night, feeding all his ego. Never finish the song with my pure eyes again. 30,000 miles above, not afraid.
Song was called YVR, named after our Vancouver airport. All right, now let's get back to the interview. So tell us about your fitness thing.
In my early 20s, you know, I like to go to the gym. Due to my personality, I'm the kind of guy, I always have the hot blood, you know, the problem kid. I want to reach my testosterone out. So I went to the gym, I start pumping irons, I had great results, and I start following the professionals. And step into the game, right? And I become a athlete on stage, and I compete in local shows, I win shows, I own a training camp, I train, get people in shape, or you want to compete, obviously, you know, muscular development, weight loss, all of that.
And yes, he does all of that, and he's going to perform live right here on the Wham Bam East Fan Show. Here's Eric Wang.
Yeah, let's do this. Thank you.
That's it. So, thank you for coming on the Wham Bam East Van
Let's
Show.
Let's party right now. Oh, my name's Eric Wong. Yeah.
And you're watching Wham Bam
East Van.
Thank you.
And that was the Tang Dynasty with Tai Yang, which means sun. All right, now let's get to a break.
Where's the definition? I saw it on this page's last class. Where is that? I can't find it. Oh, I wanna die. Tomorrow is the due date, but I still couldn't find the definition. Anybody helps me?
It is easy to find the students who have the study stress before or after the deadlines or the other modern stress hits people's mind. Find Work, Wellness, and Disability Prevention Institute that could have some of the professions help you get out of the stress or decrease the several extent of them. Finding at Work, Wellness and Disability Prevention Institute.org.
And for anyone who's stressed out, why not try listening to some chill vibes? Here's Tamami Maitland with I'll Be There right here on CJSF.
Never really got how we went from Margaret to Peggy. Never really got why I only hear the cars at night. And it really sounds like the inside of my body churning, turning into a machine. Never really got how we went from Muppets to Madness. Never really clocked when it got so out of hand. And I really thought we would have some understanding. No go, it shows how programmed we're to be. So press 1 when you think that you 2 cannot disagree. Press 3 when you don't think the same, but don't say you don't think the same, you're a machine. Press 1 when you think that you 2 cannot disagree. Press 3 when you don't think the same, but don't say you don't think the same, you're a machine. Who's gonna cross the line And are we splitting the wind? Who's gonna cross the line? And are we splitting? Never really got why high-heeled sneakers started trending. Never really made sense why I put my tongue on hold. And it really feels like the molding of my body cleaning, screening out options of control. So press one when you think that you two cannot disagree. Press three when you don't think the same, but don't say you don't think the same, you're a machine. Press one when you think that you two cannot disagree. Press three when you don't think the same, but don't say you don't think the same, you're a machine. Gonna cross the line? And are we splitting the wind? Who's gonna cross the line? And are we splitting? Made of metal, forced to settle for the common ground. So press one when you think that you do cannot disagree. Press three when you don't think the same, but don't say you don't think the same, you're a machine. Press one when you think that you do cannot disagree. Press three when you don't think the same, but don't say you don't think the same, you're a machine. Made of metal, forced to settle for the common. Made of metal, forced to settle for the coming. Who's gonna cross the line? And are we splitting the wind? Who's gonna cross the line? And are we splitting? Who's gonna cross the line? And are we splitting the wind? Who's gonna cross the line? And are we splitting?
And that was SFU alumni Amanda Sum with Group Think. All right, next, we have an interview with a magician after the break.
Jambalaya, your new unpredictable music mix that's always delicious. Hear the freshest new releases from all genres any day of the week. Go to cjsf.ca for our schedule and the latest Jambalaya.
And welcome to the Wham Bam East Fan Show on CJSF 90.1 FM. Please introduce yourself.
Hi there, my name is Oslin and I'm a professional magician illusionist. And I love cooking.
Awesome, yes, because we're going to talk about your show later on.
Right.
Okay, so we're in Trout Lake. It's a gorgeous day. Do you have any memories here?
Yes, lots. Actually, I grew up in this neighborhood. I went to school just down the road. And I remember as a kid, we used to actually ice skate down the lake during the winter months when it's actually frozen.
That's right, me too.
Right. Those were the good old days.
I know, right?
When was the last time you remember this lake being totally frozen that we could walk on?
I don't know. I can't remember. And you know what? As a kid, I swam in here too. And I see
yes.
these kids are putting their feet in or whatever. But yeah, like we actually used to swim in here. I know it's not really supposed
and actually,
to be good.
We used to fish in here too.
You I remember fished in here like, too? You caught fish?
Yes.
Really?
We caught them, we let them go right away, but we were actually able to catch fish. It was actually trouts in this lake.
No way!
Yeah.
Oh wow, you actually caught trout in Trout Lake.
Yes. I don't know if they still have them now, but that was like decades ago.
Yeah, we won't talk about when. Who inspired you to like get into magic?
What inspired me to get into magic was when I was a kid, I went to the Peony and I saw my first live magic show, and I still remember the magician's name, Randy, and I remember him cutting a lady in thirds, and it was a zigzag lady that inspired me to do magic. And then He also did this metamorphosis where he locked his assistant in a trunk. He climbed on top and did the switch. And that kind of inspired me to go, whoa, I want to do that. And so I actually went to summer school taking magic.
Wow.
That's how I really started doing magic.
Oh, that's awesome. And we have a history together.
Yes, we do. I love history.
Yeah, so you can tell the people.
Yes, yeah, so after we got into high school, Linda and I were in the same high school, and I wanted to do the talent contest. So I asked Linda, I actually can't remember exactly which class we had together. Do you remember?
I think it was band.
It was band? It could be band. But I asked her, I said, hey, would you like to be my assistant?
That's
we're
right.
Gonna do some magic together.
So I was his assistant.
Yes.
Handing him all the props.
That's right. And that's and that was in grade 8 or 9.
Mm-hmm.
And then we started working together through all our high school years, all the way up to, I think, for a while, because I went to Hong Kong and worked as a dancer. I came back and we still continued to do magic together for quite a few years.
Yeah.
Before we stopped.
And then you got on Canada's Got Talent. How was that?
Yes, that was really good. It was very stressful, but it was a great experience. Overall, with you know, the preparation towards the audition, and you know, I had to come up with an act, 90 seconds, and I said, what can I do in 90 seconds that will amaze the judges to advance me to the next level? So I think that was the hardest thing, was to come up with ideas of magic that will captivate the audience and the judges in that show. And in 90 seconds, like usually magic will take a couple minutes, but
right.
This, I only had 90 seconds. So
wow.
it was tough, but it was a great experience and it was fun.
Let's talk about your cooking show now. So how did you start doing that?
So last year, because of the pandemic, I was all of my shows were canceled. So literally I had nothing to do and I really missed performing. So I was just doing Zoom meetings with my friends in Hong Kong. And a couple of my friends in Hong Kong loves my cooking. And they always says, why don't you teach us how to cook? So we did. We did some Zoom calls. Doing one-on-one cooking classes.
Wow.
So we started doing that, and after that they gave me the idea, says, why don't you start a YouTube channel teaching people how to cook? So I said, well, hey, what an idea. Since I have so much time in my hands, let's learn something new. So I literally had to learn how to work behind a camera, because I'm always in front of a camera. So now I had to learn how to operate a camera, how to do video editing, how to do like promotion, everything, which before, when I was an actual full-time magician, I have a team of people doing all that. I never had to stand behind a camera. I stand in front of a camera. So I had to go and learn everything behind the camera and start from scratch to how to build my YouTube channel. And then I came with the Magician in the Kitchen. Welcome to Magician in the Kitchen. I'm Oslin. Today, I'm going to share with you one of my favorite recipes, mini donuts. First, let me introduce you to the ingredients. We have 2 teaspoons of active yeast. We have 2 tablespoons of water, 2 to 4 tablespoons of butter. We got 1 egg, and then we have 2 tablespoons of sugar, and then we have 1 teaspoon of salt, we got 1 cup of milk, and we have, of course, 3 1/4 cups of all-purpose flour. So let's start. We're gonna start here with putting the yeast, and we'll take a little sugar, pinch of sugar to act as your active ingredient in the yeast, add the water. We're gonna mix it up. And we're just gonna let it sort of activate itself for about 5 minutes and we'll come back. All right, 5 minutes is up and this is how our yeast looks like. It's kind of bubbly, as you can see right here. Nice and bubbly. We're gonna take that and put into the flour. We wanna get as much of the yeast back into the flour as possible. So we wanna scrape it Clean it right out. Nice. Oh, smells great. Okay, now, next ingredient we're gonna add into the flour is we're gonna add the milk. Okay. Then remember, we have the butter. We have 2 to 4 teaspoons of butter. Okay, we're gonna place that in. Use softened butter. If it's too hard, it's really hard to mix. Okay. We're gonna mix this up a little bit. Ooh, okay. Now we have the one egg. So we're gonna crack the one egg into the dough. We also have the sugar. We'll throw that in as well. And also the salt. Now we're gonna mix this all up until it forms a dough. So keep mixing it. You wanna mix it up nice and thoroughly. Now see how it's coming to a dough? Keep mixing it. It takes about 2 to 3 minutes of mixing a dough. Now I'm gonna use my hands. And we're just gonna knead it so it forms a ball. All right, it's all done. And now we wanna let it sit for an hour. So we're gonna take a clean kitchen towel. We're gonna cover it up, place it somewhere, and let it rest for an hour. All right, after waiting for an hour, the dough has actually risen. So it'll be looking like something like this. So now we're gonna actually roll it out. So you wanna dust the surface with flour and take your dough out. And then we're gonna actually flatten this out because we want to have this dough about 1/2 inch thick. So just a little dust it, wheel it. If you have a big rolling pin, it's much better. I don't have one right here, so we're gonna use this little one. You may notice when you wheel it out, it kinda comes back because that's the elastic of the dough. Okay, here we go. So, I have a cookie cutter here, round one. But if you don't have a cookie cutter, you can always use a shot glass, a dip container, a little small jar or cup or whatever you want to call it. So it depends what you have, but I'm going to use the cookie cutter. So here we go. We're going to cut it. Okay. Just like that. And make sure when you cut, you're actually pushing it through. Don't twist it because that actually changes its shape. All right. So right now what you have is actually little round shape dough. Now you can use a straw, like a bubble tea straws that has a big hole, or you can use something like a funnel that has a hole. That way when you press on it, it will create the hole. Take that out. That's your little mini donut right there. Right, place it on there, and you're going to do the rest. So depending what you, this is a straw, I'll show you how the straw works. Just poke it through. There we go, mini donut. So you're going to do that for the rest of your dough, and then after that you're going to cover your mini donuts with a cloth and let it sit for another 30 minutes. All right, it's been 30 minutes and the donuts have been sitting there rising. Let's take a look how it looked like. Ooh, look, this is how it looks like. So now it's been 30 minutes and it's ready to go into a deep fryer. So we'll do this. Before we do that, I'm actually gonna make some cinnamon sugar so we can coat it with it. So 1 cup sugar with 1 teaspoon of ground cinnamon. And you want to mix it up. Oh, the cinnamon smells so good. Mix it up well, because once the donuts are done, we're going to throw them in here and coat the donuts with the cinnamon sugar. So make sure that this is all mixed up. Okay, all done. All ready to go. This is how it looks like. Cinnamon sugar. All right, here we go. So you got the deep frying going here. We're going to set the temperature to about 375. So make sure that's ready to go and preheated oil. We're going to take the donuts. We're going to do them in small batches, okay? So we're going to put them in. All right, we're going to wait about 2 minutes on each side. As you can see, when it's getting to be ready, you'll see the brownness on each side of the donut, okay? It takes a little bit more time to make the donuts, but it's so much fun, so you can definitely make it as a family thing for the weekend. Look, you can see the brownness of the donut is starting to come up through the middle. All right, then once it's ready, we want to turn it over, okay, like so. And give it another couple minutes there. Oh, look, I see, they're almost ready. So you're going to take them out. Let them drain a little bit, and then you want to place them right into the sugar. And you're going to coat them with the cinnamon sugar, just like that. After you're done, you're going to place them onto a plate. Just shake off the excess sugar. There's your mini donuts. Smells so good. I'm going to give it a try. Let's see how good they are. Oh, it's really hot. There we go. Mini donuts. Look how they're crispy on the outside. Super soft on the inside. It's so good. Delicious. You gotta try these at home. If you like my recipe, make sure you click the like button and subscribe to my channel. And don't forget to click the alarm button so you get notified when I post a new video up. So until next time, have a magical day.
And welcome back. All right, so I saw a recent post that you did on Facebook with Destinique.
Oh yes, with Destinique, yes, Christina, yes.
Yeah, so what kind of project was that?
So we did a show combining Cirque magic and her original music. So we did a show at the casino incorporating, you know, music, live music, like band. She sings live. We have Cirque and we have magic all combined in one show. It was actually a really fun show to do.
That's awesome. And we're going to play her music video right now.
Outside, gotta shine, take me somewhere new. Tonight, out of sight, I'll run away with you. Wash my face, it's time to wake up, no time to waste. Open the cage up, I follow you. Will you come and follow me?
right, thank you so much for coming on the show. And yeah, where can people find you?
Well, you can look me up on YouTube channel as Magician in the Kitchen, or you can actually on Instagram, it's Auslan, M-I-T-K. Same with Facebook, Auslan, that's spelled O-S-L-E-N-M-I-T-K for Magician in the Kitchen. Leave me a message and check out my videos.
All right, wham bam.
East fan, yes.
All right, so now you all know that I used to be a magician's assistant. So let's just magically end the show soon, okay? All right, I want to thank all of my guests for participating today, and I want to thank you for listening and hanging out with me, DJ Medi. Okay, another tidbit that I'm going to tell you is I used to be a karaoke DJ, and I'm going to end the show with one of the popular, most requested song back in the day. Yeah, we're going to end with Andy Lau right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. Good night.
走过的日子，现在剩下我独行，如何让心声一一讲你知？从来无人明白我，唯一你给我好日子，有你有我有情，有生有死有义。
Next up is a hip hop show called Next Step. You're listening on CJSF 90.1 FM.This is DJ Medi signing out. Wham bam, East Band.